The Man Who Fanned Casey by Digby Bell, August 11, 1908.
Just an ordinary fan, and I don't count for much, but I'm for writing history with a true and honest touch. It isn't often that I knock out what you're next to that, but I must interpose a word on Casey at the bat. Oh yes, I'll come across a poem of a beaut, been running through my thinker since our team got on the shoot. I heard an actor fan recite it 13 years ago. He thought of introduced it in the progress of the show. It made a hit from gallery down to parquet floor. But now I've got to thinking, and that poem makes me sore. I'd like to know why any fan should be so off his nut about the 90 Casey who proved himself a mutt. The score, we're told, stood 4-2 when he left the play, which proves the Fram Sound Twirler had things coming his way. So in the ninth, with two men down, he loosened up a bit. And Flynn scratched out a single, Blake left loose a two-base hit. Then up from stand and bleachers arose a mighty roar. They wanted just that little hit they knew would tie the score. And there at bat was Casey, mighty Casey, Nutville's prize. What was the Frogtown slapster sent ballooning terrified? Now in the ninth with two men down and Casey at the bat, most pitchers would have let him walk. We all are sure of that. But Hagen was a hero. He was made of Turner stuff. It's his time to get the medal from the long newspaper puff. He knew the time had come for him to play the winning role. He heard the fans yelling, and it was music to his soul. He saw the gleam of confidence in mighty Casey's eyes, and then resolved, I'll strike him out. I'll do it, or I'll die. He stood alone and friendless in that wild and frenzied throng. There wasn't even one kind word to boost his game along. But back in Frogtown, where they got their plays by special wire, the fans stood ready if he won to set the town on fire. Now Hagen twirls his body on the truest park crew plan and hurls a swift in-shoot that cuts the corner of the pan. But Casey thought the first ball hit would surely be a ball and didn't try to strike it, to the great disgust of all. Again the Frogtown twirler figures dope on Nutville's prize. He thinks the next will be an out and got a stone in the head. He just shot through a straight one to the center of the plate, and Casey waited for a curve until it was too late. And now the mighty slugger is a-hanging on the string. If another good one came over, it was up to him to swing. And Hagen saw the jaunty smile at faded from his face, and a look of flaming agony was there to take its place. One moment Hagen pauses, hides the ball behind his glove, and then he drives it from him with a sweeping long arm shove. And now the air is rent in twain before the slugger splits. For Casey, mighty Casey, hadn't figured on the spit.